all of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelet to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at HeidiSFoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential. I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to any board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure. Absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497. The BCC Coupon Book is honored to announce the opening of St. Petersburg's newest sub shop, Gateway Sub, located in the historic Kenwood Shops Plaza at 3112 3rd Avenue North. At Gateway Subs, we are Epicureans who value good business and treat people like people. We serve sandwiches one smile at a time, and when you come in as a customer, you'll leave as part of the family. Check us out at gatewaysubs.com or our Instagram at gateway.subs. Gateway Subs, coming to St. Pete, and if you're interested in joining our team, we are hiring. Just reach out to us via Instagram or our website, gatewaysubs.com. Join the Gateway Subs family. Gateway Subs is coming, 3112 3rd Avenue North, just three blocks from Central in the historic Kenwood Shops Plaza. Open every day. Subs, salads, coffee, vegan shakes, all at St. Pete's brand new Gateway Subs. Come and check us out. Love is all you need.
Yes,
while you
wait
the
mortgage. Yeah. I'll tell you. Well, that's another one in the books. We got Otis, two home run Otis, two touchdown Otis, only player in USF history. It just amazes me that he takes his time to come here. Because all I watch is ESPN. That's all I put on. I don't even turn the channel. Go to ESPN 1, ESPN 2. That's
ESPN
it.
ESPN U.
Whatever it
they
is.
They got all the ESPNs.
Yeah. So all I do is watch sports. Right, I'll watch two cockroaches going up there, and I'll bet on which one's going to win.
Turtle races.
The turtle races. But anyhow, so it's an honor to have you here, really.
Thank you, Brian. That means a lot.
Okay, so we got Gateway Subs. Young lady, what's your name? Talk to the mic.
Carly.
Carly. Remember the Carly, the thing, the Disney World thing? Yeah. Carly?
Hi, Carly.
I get that.
Hi, Carly. And Gary, you're there, huh?
Yes, I am.
Gary, president of the Boy Scouts. Great, great guy.
I think Gary was on last time I was here, too.
Yeah.
Two or three times ago.
Gary does a great job. And we're doing something big with them, too. So
with the Boy Scouts?
Because it's underprivileged kids is what we deal with, people that can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So these are the inner-city kids, mainly, that we help out. And what we do is we send them to camps. We pay for their uniforms. Right, Gary?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So that was all. Now you can go, Gary. I'm kidding.
That's fantastic, Gary.
Gateway, so tell us what's going on, and then what's your input, young lady? What's going on with Gateway?
So we are we're in the final pushes of getting open. We're very close. Our grand opening is November 8th. That is set. We're going to have the mayor of St. Petersburg there, a whole to-do, give away the first 100 subs for free, and have a fun day and everything of celebration after a long work of getting this thing open. So we're excited to celebrate with the city. We're excited to celebrate with all the people that we've been blessed to meet and blessed to have come across over the past 4 or 5 months of just moving here and planting new roots, and the city has been so overwhelmingly, there for us. It's been awesome.
What time on November 8th?
11 o'clock. Thank you for asking that. Appreciate that. That's Monday.
First 100 subs for that day, or first 100 subs you sell?
For that day, it's free. We're going to wait 100 subs to the first 100
people. Wow, we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Yeah.
I'd like to be 99.
Cool. We'll just last. Almost. Just
last is first.
I want to be 100.
The very last. There you go.
Yeah. And I'm getting double meat.
Okay. Do it.
The 100 sandwich is going to be the best because y'all got all that practice in.
Yeah, we did. You just got warmed up. Our shoulder's going to be sore from slicing so much meat.
You know, in my 40 years of doing this, I've never heard that as an offer, like to excite people. Mm-hmm. And that's an exciting offer.
Oh,
100
yeah.
free subs on our grand opening.
Yeah. That's a party.
Wow, that's just.
I'm
have you ever heard
fun.
It? No.
All about
have
fun.
You ever heard someone
generous.
Say that?
Very no. generous.
That's, yeah. Who came up with that idea?
Actually, my father. My father's been pushing that. He's all about, give first and receive later and everything else. And plant what you or
feed
sow
the community.
What you
yeah.
Well, it's your first impression.
Oh yeah.
You don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Of course not.
So you want to make that bang.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what do you think of that, Carly?
I'm also excited for the free subs, but I will be doing the coffee department.
Oh, you're in the coffee department?
She is. She's when I did a 6-month apprenticeship in Boca to learn coffee after leaving Indiana, where I went to school, I came and she was like the head coffee person at the specialty coffee shop I worked at. We became best friends over that 6 months. She taught me everything I knew about coffee, and now I'm recruiting her to leave Coast and come over with me.
Nice. So explain to me the setup there, like Gateway, because you said coffee. I can't think of a place I go have sandwich and coffee. Like, what's your layout when I come in, or what should I
expect? We're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and in the morning, we're not doing like full-on sandwiches, but we are doing like sourdough. We call them flats, so just toasted real quick, avocado, maybe some tomatoes, balsamic glaze on top, and then fun flavors with that in the morning, but quick goes, a little bit cheaper, you're in and out. Mm-hmm. And then for the coffee, we're just doing cold brew, just doing drip to start, but we're roasting all of our coffee in-house. So
I'm not a coffee guy. I don't know what you just said. Drip, roast.
You're gonna come, and I'm gonna show you because we're all about teaching.
All right,
we'll
go Facebook Live in that thing.
Yeah, I'll give you a whole. Ray can be there. Brian, of course, and we'll do a whole roasting session.
Wow, that could be fun too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're a coffee drinker.
Yes, I always drink coffee. And you can tell in New Yorkers by the word coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Right, that's the word that gives it away. You're from New York, too.
That's with a K.
Because once I say coffee, they say, you're from New York.
Drink some water.
Drink some water.
Coffee for me, just some water.
Yeah. So anyhow, congratulations.
Thank you.
And that's it. So you see, we have a bunch of Gateway subs. Grand opening November 8th. 100 free subs. And we got a lady from Sweden, but you look like you're from Sweden.
Thank you.
Where are you from?
Tell us everything about your past.
Yes.
I'm from here.
Now, what's your nationality?
German, Polish.
German. Yeah. Can you speak in Deutsch?
No.
I can believe it.
I can. Einzwei drei. I can count to 20 too.
Oh. Yeah. Can you?
Yes. Yes. Einzwei drei vier fünf sechs sieben acht neun zehn elf zwölf dreizehn vierzehn fünfzehn.
Wait, what language is this again?
German.
Deutschland.
Deutschland. Anyhow, speaking your language.
I was born in Germany, Munich.
Yeah, and that was the perfect person too. Was the ideal was what they envisioned as they thought was evil, but behind it was. You know that, right? Blue yeah. eyes and blonde hair was the envision of the great race.
The master race.
The master race.
Yeah. Right. We're not having Hitler talk today.
I know. No, I know.
Yeah, we're doing gateway segmented into the... Not affiliated at all.
No, so he is. No, he's not. And it was terrible what happened there, so I want to go on the record.
Rabbit
that.
Trail.
But if there was a master race, it's you.
Jump in the shark.
Thank you.
Okay, so anyhow, let's go on to Otis. Go ahead, and then Ray, and thank you for being on the show. Tell us a little bit, Otis, what you do.
This would be my, what year is this, 2021, since 2008. I've been in the financial area. I specialize in helping people retire and come up with type of income plans. And it's not very exciting, but people don't spend the time to really look at their finances. It's like it's very taboo in the and culture to talk about your finances. What do you say about that, Ray?
I'm going to agree with you. Most people never look at their finances. That's correct. Until you, like what you do, the financial planner, and me as a mortgage expert, they have no idea how much they spend, actually how much they need, how much they got coming in. They have a general idea, but usually they're way off.
They always say, I go, so how much do you pay for health insurance? It comes out of my check. How much going into your 401k? Right. It comes out of my check. But they're not doing 90-day checkups like we do in our business, like coming up on the fourth quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. That's our most important quarter is the fourth quarter. People trying to get financially fit. I'm trying to get that money before they go spending on all those Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's just taboo. It's, you know, through the pandemic, you know, it was hard going from in-person visits to you know, virtual visits and all that type stuff. And
so what I'm starting to see is some of that savings from the pandemic time. People didn't go out and spend a lot of money, so now they have a little tiny nest egg that they didn't have. People who normally would spend paycheck to paycheck have actually put some money together, and I'm starting to see that in some people who were first-time homebuyers. Actually have a little tiny nest egg to get started with.
They're starting to go a little conservative now.
A little bit.
Understanding that it's not exactly what you make.
By default.
It's what you keep. Not exactly what you make, but it's what you keep.
What you keep.
Yeah, that's very important out there in the industry. I mean, the savings rate in the United States of America is like minus 2%.
It's poor.
It's negative.
It's poor.
It is negative. You talk about saving, that is not sexy or attractive to talk about saving money.
But I tell you what, when you tell them, how would you like to be able to sleep at night knowing that your bills are paid on time or ahead of time, that's very attractive to them. And we can lay that out for them. As if you're a fiduciary expert, and it's minor planning. Like when I do credit rescoring, I take all of their information and I have their credit reports from the three reporting agencies, and I tell them, this is, if you do pay this down a little bit, this down a little bit, your score will go from here to here on this agency, and so on through the other two agencies. And they're so surprised because they think, oh, I have to pay everything off in order to get a higher credit score, and that's incorrect.
Yeah, I think just from, I always talk about culture, just like how we see things on propaganda, on the television, through radio, that most people always, they say, I want to be a millionaire. And if you really just look around, when I talk about like, just how to live in Pinellas County, you don't need $1 million to live in Pinellas County.
No.
You know, but most people like, it's expensive, yeah that is, but you have to learn how to make what you make and your lifestyle. People don't know how to build their lifestyle. That's what I speak with a lot of people. Like, so how much do you, like, this is like, here's the difference in generations. You're talking to a 30-year-old, very successful. He's making $150,000 a year. I was like, so what is your, what's your income? They're like, oh, $150,000 a year. I go,
right.
So what, how much are you spending a year? $170,000 a year.
Right.
I'm like, what?
What's your taxes?
Yeah. You know, when you start putting that stuff in, and then that's why you have credit card debt, because you want this and you go get this. But most important thing I always say to that 30-year-old, I'll be like, Mr. Client, the 60-year-old you
is 100% counting on the 30-year-old you to start paying yourself first. Pay yourself first. Pay yourself second, because Uncle Sam used to already take his. Then pay yourself, and then pay your bills, and then build your lifestyle. Some of the things that I see, and you being in mortgage, some of the things that I see is like they want the house first.
They want a big fat house.
Yeah, I want the house.
They don't want a starter home. They want the biggest one.
I asked them this, Ray. I go, so when you go to the mortgage broker, how much house should you buy? And he's like, however much I get approved for.
Right.
But
let's max it all
out.
There's
actually 15 different financial principles that you should be going by about how much your house should cost. Mainly when it comes to your house, your mortgage payment should not be more than 20% of your monthly income.
Right.
Really?
So if you make 10 grand, you shouldn't have a $3,000 mortgage.
Right.
Wow, okay.
Is
that the 80-20 rule?
It's considerably less is not actual.
Because it works out that.
Because you talk about how much your car payment should be, and then you can actually live a comfortable life not having $1 million.
Do you want to hear the 80-20 rule from a salesman standpoint?
Yeah, go ahead, sports
guru. Raise your hand if you don't. Okay, no one raised their hand. 80% of your results.
Well, that was a trick, wasn't it? That's a salesman trick.
And on radio, too.
Seen.
I could, even if you guys did.
Even the lone whisperer was surprised by that one.
This is radio, right? No one raised their hand. And even if you all did,
you see
us
on YouTube. We didn't have time. Your delivery was pretty.
He's like, okay, nobody raised their hand.
80% of your results, right, are produced by 20% of what you do. 80% of your sales are accounted from 20% of your customers. And 20% of your sales force like make up almost 80% of your total sales. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's called the 80-20 rule. Like all that time you spent like driving, like she went to Frieda's today, my friend.
Lizette from Beacon Windows.
Woo-hoo! Yes. Woo-hoo! She went to... So think of all the time you spend actually doing stuff.
Frieda's.
But really, how much of it really is in the clothes?
Yes.
The lone whisper is getting hungry.
Right. So anyhow, let's put the mic over there to this young man. Okay.
Hello.
Can let him wear the headset, too, for a second. Okay.
I shall anoint you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Check.
Do we have anybody playing true radio
music?
Man.
Remember music that time? That was terrible.
That's like in a recording radio.
That was like so unprofessional what I did there. So tell us what you do.
So my name is Cliff Stanley. I'm with a company called Sanuity, and we are basically a professional employer organization. And that's a big word just to say that we help employers employ employees by paying for their payroll, and providing HR services, providing workers' comp, employee benefits. And basically, we allow business to be able to focus on what they do. So if you're like what's your business
sliding again? Glass door
company. Sliding glass door company, you can sell the sliding glass doors, and then we can keep your employees happy by providing the benefits that they need, and you outsource everything else.
Right, so then they focus on doing what they do best.
Exactly.
Right. Like, if you ever listen to Lizette, she's to be honest with you, there's an expert in a field, right? You're an expert in the financial field. You're an expert in the mortgage field. You're an expert in the window field, or sliding glass doors. And then by you providing these services, they can focus on what they're experts at.
Right.
Versus worrying about payroll and all this.
Right. Exactly.
So now you're the expert.
We're the expert, yes.
In that. So everybody works together, and you got all these experts working together.
Exactly.
Got to say something.
And you can stay out of jail. The IRS won't cart you off.
Exactly. You actually, that's a big deal because, like, compliance and things that, yeah.
Big deal.
That's important.
That word in my business.
Yeah, it's important.
Yes. Yeah. Very good.
It catches up on you.
So where did the name Sanuity come from?
Synergy and unity together. Sanuity.
Very good.
Synergy and unity together.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's some
Sanuity
going on in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so any of us, how can someone get in touch with you?
My phone number is 954-805-1817, and that is my personal cell phone number. You can call me at any time, and I'm ready to quote and help your business out.
Say the number one more time.
954-805-1817.
You know what? Let's Google. What happened in 1817? Does anybody know? I know.
Oh, my.
Oh, of course you do.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It was something big.
What?
Cannon fire.
Okay, so if you can tell me what... Yeah, no, you
cannon can. Fire. It has to do with cannon fire or something.
No, this is something you should know.
I don't know. It's 1817?
Yeah.
1817 was a big year.
No, oh, yeah. My God.
I like that. Nobody
and I'll tell you what, if anybody knows, right, you want to make $50.
$50.
Tell me what was the
God.
Big thing that happened in 1817.
Can I Google it?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so when you get back the next time, I'll tell you.
Oh, we want to know
wow,
now.
It's a no. Drum roll like that.
Come no, on, I can't go can't through the day.
He's gonna know in 3 minutes. As he won't
exactly. Google is my friend.
Yeah, Google is my friend.
I said okay. So anyhow, 1817. So we got the last four. What's the first three?
The first three is 805, but you got to remember the area code is 954.
And where's that area code represented?
That's in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, South Florida.
Do you know what happened
in
Lauderdale?
Do you know what happened in the year 805?
I bet
I'm still working on 1817.
I'm going to tell you something. It was real big.
It was it?
And I'm not going to tell you.
Wow.
805, 1817.
Right.
And then you know what happened in 805? It was very big. Because it affected 954.
What was it, 805 BC or AD? We gotta know.
Up on the fly.
I know. So 954 was affected by 805.
By 1817? Really?
Then it happened in 1817 all over again. This is
just, you know, that's important for you to know.
It's getting deep. So I got boots on.
See if Lizette can do the phone number.
Do you know number now?
I
just got the Fort Lauderdale part.
I got it down to
954-805-1817.
Look at that,
man,
Otis.
That was good.
Numbers.
That was good.
See, you're
I see,
a numbers
I see what you
guy.
Did there.
He's a numbers,
he is
numbers,
a numbers guy.
Yeah. What is it? Numbers don't lie, people do?
Yeah.
Okay, Lizette, come on. We're
all
done
right,
with
thank
it.
Thank you. I'm out of here.
All right, thank you.
So hopefully people will remember
we
your number.
We love you. Goodbye.
I'll give you the chair.
Sinuity.
Sinuity.
I like it.
Right, yeah, no
do you need
synergy and unity?
Do you do your own payroll?
Yeah. You just saved my life, Clint. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Don't
take
call.
Care.
I want to talk to you, okay?
All right.
All right. So what I'm going to do is bring Liz, the young lady from Cool Vibes. Have you been
cool
in there yet?
Cool Vibes.
Oh, it's really like huge, and it's all nicely done decor-wise. So tell us what you do while I get her in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is she?
So my name is Lizette LaForge, and I own a company called Beacon Windows.
Beacon.
Beacon, and we specialize in comprehensive sliding glass door repair, which means our business is on a roll, we keep you on track, and I don't care what your problem is, we can get a handle on it.
We get a handle on it. I like that part.
And one of the things that we are particularly known for is water intrusion work and weather stripping. This is super duper important because when you don't have weather stripping, your house gets beat up by our moisture. So you could definitely appreciate weather stripping. But today, I think we're going to be having some fun talking.
Okay, what I'm doing is I'm giving it the woman hour.
The woman hour!
Woo! So we have three women who are powerful women, and you're going to be the lead woman power.
Cool.
You're going to be the leader. I'm sorry, you're not the leader. But we will examine you afterwards, and we'll say who was the leader. Actually, we should all vote. What do you think? Okay, so then you're going to speak, and then you women do what you do best, talk. Right? Women do that good, right? Or is that a myth?
It's a myth.
Thanks for saying
it. It's a myth. Can you still say that, or is that back in the 70s?
Myth.
Too
yes.
late.
You know, the words you couldn't say right now is you can't say, hey, honey, get me a cup of coffee. Right. Right?
No, you say, hey, honey, go get me a Frida's donut.
There you go. Frida's. Let's talk
that's
about
okay. She's right. A power woman.
Right. Okay, so anyhow, that's another power woman.
She is.
Did you guys do the special for, you know, where is Frida's located?
She is just west of the Largo Mall on Ulmerton Road.
Right. My friends come in here, and we spent over $500, because when we get our cakes for our family, we always get it from Frida's. And they're the best. Right? You get
absolutely.
What you pay for.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Have you, Frida's is number one.
And I will tell you, we had to go visit my mother-in-law in Vermont, and we brought three of her cream puffs. And halfway up, we found another place with cream puffs. We bought three there, too. And we did a taste test, and hands down, Frida won. Everybody
Frida won.
Loved hers.
Okay, so here you go. I'm going to turn it over to you. This is Cool Vibes.
Cool
Kuva.
I always remember that. Did you hear the show we did last time?
No.
We kept talking about Kuva.
I like it.
Oh, man. And then we had this guy come up, and then what did he say?
Kuva.
Oh, we did it like a. We spent like 10 minutes on you guys.
We need that.
Yes.
You got to listen.
And you got to listen to that show. It was so funny. Anyhow, here we go. Take over.
So, Jessica from Cool Vibes, let's hear a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So, we are located at 5488 58th Street in St. Pete. We have been there for about a year. I co-own it with my cousin, Jessica.
Ooh, the Jessica Show.
Yes,
Jessica and Jessica.
Yes. So, we keep it simple. Just yell Jessica and
somebody will show up.
Right. One of us will answer. Our claim to fame is our cool dog. We get our hot dogs from upstate New York. That's the only place you can get them. Jess actually just came back from a trip with 40 pounds of hot dogs.
Wow.
But it is a redskin hot dog. It has kind of a garlicky flavor. And then we have a homemade meat sauce that we put on top of it. It's not a chili sauce. There's no beans. It's just kind of a spicy meat sauce.
Mmm, sounds delicious.
We have early bird specials every day that go from 11 to 1, and then we have daily specials. So we have lunch specials starting at $5 every day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We are a full liquor bar, so you can drink whatever you like while you're there eating. We have lots of drink specials throughout the week as well. We have a service industry night every Monday, so anyone in the service industry gets 20% off their bill.
That's nice.
That is very nice.
Yeah, that's generous.
You mean that's a cool vibe for the service industry?
It is, it is.
Give it back.
We do karaoke every Wednesday.
Oh, there you go.
We have an open jam every Thursday night.
Oh, wow.
We do game nights and trivia on Fridays and Tuesdays. Trying to think, we have so much fun stuff going on.
So what is the capacity? Can you have parties there?
You can. We do birthday parties. We do fundraisers. We're also a member of the I Love St. Pete group. So anybody that has a key tag for that gets 10% off their bill.
Very
one.
Nice.
You do? Good, good. We just did a fundraiser for them because they're a great group, too. We do vendor events, so we have vendors that come and set up in the community. We love to support small business as well.
So you have a fairly large space.
We do. Our max capacity is about 152.
Okay. Now, do you cater out as well if somebody has a party at their location?
We can, absolutely. If you give us a call, we'll make it work. We also, for delivery, I know you guys are a little bit further away from us here. We do Grubhub, Uber Eats, DoorDash, so you can get us on any one of those as well.
So how did you come up with the name Cool Vibes?
So we kind of inherited the name. It's actually in the process of changing. So it's going to be, well, it's still going to be Cool Vibes, but instead of Bar and Grill, it's going to be Pub and Grub.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
I've seen that on the flyer.
Yeah. Okay. So that's in the process of happening now. And we are going to start opening at 8 o'clock in the morning, probably beginning in November.
Awesome. And what do you serve at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, a drink, obviously, because it's 8 o'clock in the morning and you'll need it.
it's 8 o'clock somewhere.
That's an interesting math there.
So we haven't really discussed if we're going to do any sort of breakfast or if we're just going to have our early bird specials start earlier. We also offer a donut tower. We do homemade fried donuts.
That sounds like fun.
So those are good first thing in the morning.
Yeah. Now what? Do they come in different flavors? Tell us about this tower of deliciousness.
So you can get strawberry frosting, chocolate frosting, but they're just a plain donut tossed in a cinnamon sugar mixture.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Sounds healthy. Very healthy.
Yes. Yes.
Well, your redskin hot dog, it sounds like a Danish roe pulse. Yeah?
They're really, really good. It's really become very popular. It's our number one seller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Danish, we have our friend from Sweden.
Yeah. Hi.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do.
Sure. I like she said, I'm from Sweden, and I'm a licensed insurance agent, but in the last 11 months, I have been working with a group of companies. It's actually the world's largest blockchain alliance, which probably 3% of the people know how to deal with blockchain and cryptocurrency and things like that. This company is extremely successful. They are building a huge ecosystem, and they need help because they are moving towards an IPO in 2023, probably. And they have offered us an opportunity to learn from them and earn with them. So it makes it really exciting. We are making a lot of money, passively, literally, with this company. So
a lot of people don't know what blockchain is. Can you give us a layman's definition?
Oh my God, it's a secret.
Ooh.
It's
you mean
really
you could tell us, but then you'd have to kill us?
I have to kill you. No, it's a definancing. I shouldn't even explain it to you. It's private. It's blocked. If you have, it's a ledger on the computer. If you do a transaction in money, it's registered there as a ledger. So it's not centralized.
Is that like Bitcoin?
Like Bitcoin.
Sure.
Exactly.
Everybody owns a piece of the whole company.
Kind of, sort of. But you can't hide anything. It's just really in the block, and then next transaction is a block, and the next transaction is in a block. So it's
how
a
would somebody buy into this piece of this?
By referral. So what we do, we're just telling you that this is a really good thing to take a look at, and if you want to learn about it, we want to teach you about it.
So there's a course that needs to be taken
It's not a course. Thank you for asking. We send you the educational a Zoom presentation or a video and the background, and then you can decide from there. And whomever invited you into this company will send you a link so you can get into register in the back office.
You need to be sponsored in.
You need to be sponsored in. It's not simple.
Okay. And how do we get somebody to reach out to you?
They can call me on my cell phone or send a text message and, hey, can you send me or set me up on that Zoom presentation?
Great. So can you go ahead and slowly give us your number?
I can.
So they can write it down?
It starts with a 3 and then it's a 1 and it's a 0. It's an LA number still. 310-951-5923.
Okay, that's
310-951-5923.
You got it?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Thank you.
And have you been enjoying doing this?
Oh my God. I mean, people that don't look at this, I want to take them by the shoulder and shake them and say, you have to look at it. I mean, it's so good. It's so good.
Is it easy?
You're right. Yes. That's the next question.
Well, you know, it will become easy. When I learned about it at first, I had to watch the presentation a couple of times, three or four. But the more you learn, the more you earn.
So other than sharing it with people like you're doing right now, is there anything more complex than that that needs to happen to make money?
No.
Not really,
no,
right?
No, not really. I mean, because their services and their education and their mining and their mall and everything is inside your back office. And then as they release other successful coins or projects, we have an opportunity to purchase them before they get released. So there's lots of money to be made.
So when she makes a lot of money, she can have a Cool Vibes Grub and Pub blockchain party with Hot Dog!
No, yes. I was thinking about that could potentially be a vendor.
I was thinking that too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We do outside events. So we'll come serve food.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would be the minimum cost for a table? Say I was a vendor I wanted to set up. What would a table cost?
Yeah, so we don't charge for you to set up. On our vendor days, it's free. For small businesses. Okay. We don't charge them a fee.
And how often do you do your vendor days?
So we were doing them about once a month. Pandemic kind of pandemic that back a little bit. Yeah. Right, exactly.
No cost for a vendor table.
No cost for a vendor table. No.
Wonderful.
No, we
Wonderful.
Just want you to come, you know, get to know us, get to know the restaurant. Our hope is you'll be back as a customer.
Sure.
You know.
Well, we'd be eating while we're there,
of
so
course.
We'd be a customer.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, yeah. They're fun. Yeah, if sure. you follow our social media, so we're on Instagram and Facebook, and we have lots of pictures from birthday parties we've done, fundraisers, so you can see all of that.
So how do they find you on Instagram and Facebook? Just under Cool Vibes?
So on Instagram, we are Cool Vibes St. Pete. And then on Facebook, if you search Cool Vibes, we'll pop right up.
Okay.
Okay, and refresh us where you were again in St. Pete.
We're at 5488 58th Street North in St. Pete.
Okay. And to reach you again?
310-951-5923.
And what's your name?
Maggie.
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 Maggie, the blockchain queen.
Yeah. Not quite, but hoping to be
You're
there.
Getting
there.
Yeah. You're getting there. Blockchain is quite an interesting concept.
Yes. Yeah, it's
A lot
new.
Of people are very excited by that.
I'm going to look it up myself.
They have, they have 16 walk-in centers, blockchain centers across the world. They actually committed to have 300 centers because knowing with what they have in mind to build in the blockchain in the future of our financial system, actually, people need to know about it. So the centers, people can walk in for free and learn about crypto and blockchain.
So there's going to be a physical location.
They have already 16. Mm-hmm. But again, COVID.
Anything in St. Petersburg, Florida?
No, it's not. We have it in our back office instead. So they took the education.
Where's the nearest?
Online.
Okay.
So in front of your computer, right there.
Yes. That's the
Got it.
And
in
while
your
you're there, we want you to go to the Cool Vibes and order your hot dog.
Yes.
And if you need a house,
like and follow.
That's right.
And agreed.
Cool. So, Ray, tell us a little bit about what you do. I know you're on all the time, but who interviews Ray?
Right. Good question. You're doing a great job, Lizette. Thank you. Ray Rao, the Loan Whisperer, Phoenix Loan Solutions. I provide residential and commercial purchase home mortgages for the state of Florida, and I love it.
How long have you been doing it?
This is going to be my 8th year. And prior to that, for a little over 20 years, I owned 11 rental properties downtown St. Pete.
Okay.
So I'm very familiar with the codes, zoning, neighborhood design review. St. Petersburg, I've been here for 40 years. So I'm very familiar with the neighborhoods. I've been on 5 neighborhood associations. So I'm very familiar with the area, zip codes, the types of houses, homes, flood zones, etc. Most people, when they call me about a house and they give me a zip code, I can pretty much walk them through the area, whether it's flood or not, so on and so forth.
And what made you want to get into this business? I know it's all about helping people. You seem to be, I mean, the way you're dressed, you look like you're going to go help some people tonight.
Yes, Coast Guard Auxiliary. I'm proud to be a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary Flotilla 72 downtown St. Pete.
Nice. And they're all about helping.
Yes, they sure are.
See, are they doing home equity line of credits anymore?
Absolutely. I just did a refi, closed yesterday at 10 a.m., so...
Because I wanted to say that with this company here...
Can be card.
You can. You
I'm
can.
Serious. I'm serious.
Help people. I want a card, too.
I'm working on it right now.
I want a cool wipes, too. You can help people pay off their mortgage in 3 years, perhaps, or four.
Sure, I'd be happy to review that kind
with,
of option.
With
too.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what drove you to be
I
a mortgage broker?
I see you can buy a Tesla now with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what drove me to become a mortgage loan originator, that's handy on the back. Gives you an idea of quick stats on what you need, A, B, and C. Because being a landlord for so many years and providing housing, and I see such a real need for people to move to St. Petersburg and enjoy the downtown like I have for so many years, be a part of that electricity, be a part of what I call the Mecca, and purchasing a part of it, you know, being able to do the gardening, being able to put a ceiling fan up, and owning, it's been a quest that I've actually got to see come true. I work with a lot of veterans, and putting them in homes is just near and dear to me.
Heartwarming. Yeah, very heartwarming.
It sure is.
Absolutely. So cool vibes. You got to get with him and his Coast Guard and see if we can get a nice little party going.
Yeah.
Nice fundraiser party.
Yeah, I would do that for the Lone Whisperer. I've put out a table with all my materials and just simply answer questions. Because most of us, we're not always looking for a house today, but I have a lot of questions about a house for the day I do want to buy.
Or you want to prepare.
You and I have had that conversation recently
about how people need to do that. They need to put in place now so that they can have in the future. And you'd be a wealth of information on how to prepare.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're just scared. It's overwhelming.
Absolutely.
You don't know where to start.
You're so right.
Yeah.
And I deal with the anxiety first. And I talk to them on layman's terms. I don't say DTI. I say debt to income. I don't say LOX. I say letter of explanation. And I speak on layman's terms. I come from you where you're at so that when our conversation ends, you know as much as I do about what you're trying to do and where you want to go. Sometimes that changes as the conversation evolves.
It's true. Yeah, and I'll tell you, even in my business, I think that's an excellent business practice because with what we do, especially with water intrusions, people are afraid. They don't know what to do. They go out and buy new doors. They're still leaking and having a terrible problem. It makes a huge difference. And, you know, I'll give you an example. Today I was working with a client. They have four doors intruding water, ruining their beautiful floors. And you know what it started with? Bad weather stripping. That's it. It started with a lack of weather stripping, and now the moisture's pulled in, and it created a water situation, which can lead to mold and other issues. And so people are afraid, and they don't know what to do, and they ask people, and most people say, oh, buy a new door. And we're like, wait a second. Even if you buy a new door, do you realize what's really wrong now and that you're going to have to take those same steps in a few years? So why not learn what the steps are on the front end so that you don't make a foolish decision or a mistake, a disaster later? And I bet you in the mortgage, that makes a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Knowing everything up front, I want to know what your goals are up front. And then so we can exchange information and maybe redirect if possible or maybe enhance and give you information you didn't have when we first sat down.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. What kind of rates and so forth are out there right now for homeowners?
Right now, the rates are bouncing pretty low. You know, as the economy starts to chug along and we start to come out, we're seeing the gas prices starting to come up. We're seeing milk go up. We're seeing different things in the stores go up. And everybody's like, well, that was $2 the other day. And now, as the economy chugs along, so does inflation. And so does mortgage rates. So it's always a good time, as certainly as we rebound from this pandemic, is that if you're going to purchase, try to lock in a rate. And but you know, there's so many opportunities with interest rates because that's not the only thing you're looking at. You want to see the fees in the front end, compare the fees to other mortgage companies. How much does it cost you to buy the money?
Right.
You know, are you comfortable? How long are you going to live there? That also explains how much you're going to spend in the front end.
Do you have any tips that you can share with our audience today to kind of say, hey, do this or do that or make sure you don't do this?
Get at least three quotes from three different mortgage companies. At the end of the day, Lizette, what it boils down to is very simple. It's the relationship I have with you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you respond to me? How do I respond to you? Do you trust what I'm saying to you is accurate? Do you feel like you're going to get a good deal? At the end of the day, that's what really counts on who you choose as a mortgage originator.
That makes sense. And how about you, Jessica? Do you have any tips for people maybe planning parties? What kinds of ideas that you might come up with that would be beneficial?
We can make it as simple as you give us a budget and we'll decorate and do everything and you just show up.
Decorate?
Yeah.
Tell me about the decorations.
For the last birthday party we had, for example, we had the cake delivered, we did the balloon garlands, we did the table decorations, we did it all. It was a surprise party.
Wow.
And the husband didn't want her to know about it and couldn't get away to do a lot of it. So we did it all and they just showed up.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Was it a surprise?
It was a surprise. And we actually have pictures and a really great video on our social media for that if anybody
wants
very to
cool.
check it out.
Very cool.
Nice.
And how about you, Eric? You're in here. You're just coming in to say hi?
I'm in here with my guests.
All right. Wonderful.
I'm good.
So what we're going to all go around and do is say what we do. No, stay. You start with you. Say what you do real quick. I only got like 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I make people money. Call me 310-951-5923.
You know, that's cutting to the chase. Do you know that over last year, over 500,000 drill bits were sold? Did anybody know this?
Oh, here we go.
I thought that was an 810.
What was the purpose?
Oh, no, that was
Brian?
The kind of, it was
but
an 810.
Why did they buy the 500 quarter inch drill bits?
To make a hole.
For the hole. So she's selling the hole. I make you money. Doesn't matter what I do, I make you money. All right, go.
I make you comfortable.
There you go. Oh, that lady, the real estate lady, has to have her doors fixed.
Yeah, sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. We keep you on a roll.
Yeah, we got you. The lady that was just here, mm-hmm. She wants to talk to you about getting her sliding doors fixed. Right. She just
absolutely.
Got a house.
There's a lien.
No, she needs someone to put them in.
Well, the last time I was here, the owner of the station needed her doors fixed.
Right, Lola.
Yeah.
So Lola has the phone number of this lady.
Absolutely.
But she had to go, and she wants to talk to you.
Okay.
I hope we got it good.
We feed you and get you drunk.
Well,
that's a tough one.
Okay, and then what do you do?
What a party.
Ray Rao, the Lone Whisperer. Residential and commercial purchase mortgages, 727-512-0497.
All right, Minuteman.
Eric with Minuteman Press, just out there trying to help people grow their businesses. Think big, start small, scale quickly, 727-793-7496.
Fantastic. Thanks. Service as a very happy customer who's referred other very happy customers.
Nice.
Oh, and Gary. You there, Gary?
Yes. Yeah.
Is Gary still there?
I'm here.
Okay, Gary, tell us what you do.
I provide a future for you through your kids. That's exactly what I do.
Okay, and then tell us, like, when you see a kid that's underprivileged, right? Because like, I can say this real quick, because I was a Santa Claus for years in a limo, right? And me and a guy named Don, who owned Carpet Tile and Outlet, because I was a lot heavier than I am now, like 100 pounds heavier. He would dress me up as Santa Claus. And we would actually have the cops follow us because we were going into all these bad neighborhoods. And I played Santa Claus giving out gifts. And you'd be surprised, like it almost brings a tear to my eye, like when you would go in a house and just see pallets for their beds. And then like one time my kid opened the refrigerator and I realized the only thing in there was ice. Because if someone's parent's an addict or an alcoholic
yeah,
or whatever.
That's tough.
So anyhow, this is what Gary does. Gary, tell them how you help these underprivileged kids get.
Got about a minute.
You got a minute to say it. So like, this is what he does. We work with the people that need. Anyhow, so tell them some of the stories about what you have done.
Well, one is, okay. I had a group where none of the kids could fund themselves for scouting. So I funded every single one of them. I got them uniforms, I got them their insurance, I got their registration. They're now Cub Scouts. They would never be able to make it, and that just happened 2 weeks ago.
Right, and we did a big fundraiser for you, too, like at Dunedin Country Club, which was a tremendous success.
That's correct.
Right, and we had seats 60 people. We had 63 people show up.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
So in closing, what would you like to say, Gary?
Thank you, Brian. I had a 25% increase in recruitment because of you.
Wow. That's big. Well, no, it's really because of you, because without you, there's no me. I don't know.
Yeah.
That we maybe went too far. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. What was the thing? You had me at a hello? Who was that? What movie was that? With Tom Cruise? Anybody know the movie? But anyhow, thank you everybody for...
Thank you, Brian.
Gary Maguire. Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Tom. And another one in the books. And don't forget, you need sliding glass windows. It's...
Are they gas or glass?
Glass.
They're glass windows. Beacon.
Beacon window.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.